Amen. I'm going to ask you to bear with me tonight. I want to preach something that I really hope and do believe that if the Lord has His way, somebody's going to leave here, more than one somebody. Many can leave here tonight with a faith that you haven't had, or a faith that's renewed and strengthened. Praise God. Such a good presence of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11, very familiar scriptures. We'll read beginning at verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Amen. I want to bring something out in verse 3 before we get into our message tonight. Through faith we understand. Would you say we understand? Amen. Faith opens our understanding. Thank God for faith. Praise God. Would you just say with me, Lord, increase my faith. Increase my faith. Now faith, would you say faith, is the substance, would you say substance, of things hoped for, would you say hope. The evidence, would you say evidence, of things not seen. The Lord help me tonight. I'm going to preach about this. Faith, substance, hope, and evidence. That's the title of the message. Faith, substance, hope, and evidence. Praise God. I just like the sound of that. Faith, substance, hope, and evidence. Praise God. God bless you tonight. Would you just thank the Lord for His good spirit that's here and ask Him to open our understanding tonight through faith in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Thank you for your good spirit that's flowing tonight. Thank you for everyone who is responding to your spirit. God, there are others that you desire to touch tonight, that they may also respond. We pray, Lord, you would talk to us. In Jesus' name, your holy name, we pray. And everybody say, in Jesus' name, amen, amen. God bless you. You may be seated in Jesus' name. The very first part of this message tonight, it may seem like a Bible study, but just let me assure you that it will be a brief Bible study, all right? Would you say it again? Faith. Faith. Amen. Faith. Faith is a belief. And faith is persuasion. Amen. Faith says, I believe and I am persuaded that neither height nor depth, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, amen, shall separate me from the love of God. Amen. I've got faith to believe that. And I am persuaded to believe that. Why do I have faith to believe it? And why am I persuaded to believe this? It is because not only did I come to God in repentance 48 years ago, and he forgave me of my sins. But I have come to him in repentance time and time again, and he has forgiven me many times over these last 48 years. Amen. You, Brother Wilson, you had to repent and you've had to ask forgiveness. Am I human? Amen. Are you human? Any person that says that they have no sin, amen, they're not telling the truth. The truth's not in them. All have sinned. Amen. All have sinned, the Bible tells us. But thank God for faith that causes us to believe and to be persuaded. Amen. We believe and are persuaded that when we pray, God hears our prayer. It doesn't always have to be a fiery prayer. It doesn't always have to be an unctioned prayer. It doesn't always have to be a flowing prayer. Sometimes it can be just a simple prayer that God hears. Praise God. In time past, I have said a simple prayer, not even out loud, but just under my breath. And before the night was out, God, praise God, answered that prayer. Oh, praise God, because the key is not how hard we pray and how loud we pray, but the key is when we pray, do we believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. I do believe that the Bible says that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. And I believe that when we pray effectually and fervently, that it avails greatly. Praise God. Amen. But sometimes we don't feel, amen, we don't feel a fervency in prayer. And sometimes we don't feel that our prayer is being effective. But we have a God in heaven who said, if we pray, praise God, if we pray, he will hear from heaven and he will answer our prayer. Praise God. So pray when you feel like praying, pray. When you feel the Holy Ghost, pray. When you feel like you're getting in the Spirit, pray. When you feel prayer flowing, pray. And when you feel dead, pray. And when you feel like your prayers aren't reaching the ceiling, pray. And when you feel like your prayers aren't going anywhere, pray. Amen. Because when you pray in those circumstances, you're saying, God, I believe that you are the mighty God and that you hear me when I pray, and you will work in my behalf, and I am persuaded to believe this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I have seen God, and you have also. We have seen, we have experienced God answer to many prayers for us to doubt whether or not God answers prayer. Amen. Praise God. Would you clap your hands to the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Faith is more. It is more than only belief. And it is more than just persuasion. But faith is a substance. Would you say faith is a substance? Praise God. Faith is a substance. The word substance here means it is an assurance. Praise God. It is an assurance that which we hold in our hand, that is called faith, it gives us assurance that God hears us when we pray. And it is an assurance that God will work for us when we pray. Amen. This assurance, would you say it again? Assurance. Assurance is that which we hold in our hand. Amen. Every country has its monetary system. Every country has something that they buy and they sell with. Amen. And in the United States of America, that's just good old greenback. Amen. Somebody say money. Now, we didn't come to really preach about money tonight, because we know that money is a scary subject. It causes churches to get real quiet. When you start talking about money, I'm not going to hit your pocketbook tonight, all right? Somebody wipe your brow. Praise God. Amen. But money is what we buy and what we sell with here in our country. That's right. And if we have enough money, we can buy what we desire. That's right. Amen. Brother Isaac, you want to help me preach tonight? Come on up here. Amen. I want somebody that won't be shy, and somebody that's not afraid to help me. Amen. Come on up here and help me. Now, how much money do you have on you right now?
Nothing.
You have nothing? So, in other words, if you wanted to go down to McDonald's and buy a Happy Meal, you wouldn't be able to buy it? Why not?
I left it all at home.
You have no money. You have no money. All right? All right, he desires. You like a Happy Meal? This kid's not normal. What do you like? Taco Bell? All right. We're going to switch from McDonald's to Taco Bell. Amen. That's a good young man right there. I'd rather Taco Bell than McDonald's myself. I'm glad you don't like McDonald's as much as Taco Bell. Anyway, amen. All right. Without money in his hand, he has no faith to believe that he can buy, amen, a Taco Bell meal. All right? And therefore, he has no assurance. He has no assurance that he can walk into Taco Bell and boldly walk up to that counter and say, "Give me a taco." We done left McDonald's, all right? Without the assurance in his hands. Stay right there. Amen. Amen. Without the assurance in his hand, he doesn't have the strength, nor does he have the courage to walk up to that counter and tell them what he desires. Oh, no. He doesn't have the confidence to tell them what he wants. Oh, no. And he doesn't have hope. Would you say hope? He doesn't have hope that which he hoped for would belong to him. And without faith, without the assurance, he has no hope. Amen. But the money in his hand, the faith in his hand, gives him hope and it gives him assurance. Amen. And it is the evidence in his hand that he has what it takes. Praise God. Amen. Now reach out and take that $5 bill, all right?
Praise God.
Amen. Now you've got the assurance in your hand. Hallelujah. And it gives you faith to believe that you can walk into Taco Bell and walk right up to that counter and demand a taco meal. Amen. Amen. And you have hope. Oh, yes. It gives you hope that you're not going to bed hungry tonight. How do you know that? Amen. How do you know that? Amen. Do you see any tacos here tonight? You don't. Does anybody else see any tacos here tonight? There are no tacos in this house. Amen. You don't have one in your pocket, do you? You didn't slip one into your mama's purse before you came to church, did you? There are no tacos here. Then how do you know, Brother Wilson? Amen. That this young man can have, he doesn't see it. He doesn't have the tacos in his hand. My. He doesn't smell the aroma of taco. No. He hasn't tasted all the flavor of taco. No. But he has the assurance in his hand. And the assurance, oh, is almost as good as having the evidence. Amen. The evidence being the actual taco in his hand. But as long as he has that assurance, as long as he has that faith in his hands, he's got the evidence. I've got what it takes to get what I need. I've got what, oh hallelujah, I've got what it takes to just walk in there boldly. Praise God. When God gives you faith, you can just take it to the bank, friend, and deposit it. When God gives you faith, you can walk boldly to the throne of grace, God, and believe that you can obtain mercy and you can obtain grace, because God has put the faith in the Word of God in your hand. And so faith is the substance. Amen. He's got substance. Wave the substance right now for everybody to see. He's got the substance in his hand. Amen. He's got hope in his heart. Hallelujah. I said now he's got hope in his heart. He's got the evidence in his hand that a taco is going to be his. Praise God Almighty. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Clap your hands to the Lord. Clap your hands. Oh, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. We find in 2 Kings chapter 4, the Bible tells us that there cried a certain woman. There cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha. And she said, "Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen." And Elisha said unto her, "What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house?" And she said, "Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house." Oh, no. I don't have anything to pay this creditor. I don't have anything to stop him from coming in and taking what's rightfully mine. I don't have anything to keep him from taking my sons into bondage and into slavery. I don't have anything. Amen. But what she did not realize was she did have something. Amen. What she had was faith. Oh, praise God. She had faith because her faith said, my husband, who is now dead, did fear the Lord. Oh, yes. And it put something in me, and it put something in my sons. And we also fear the Lord. Faith tells us that we, when it looks like we have nothing and we're down to nothing, it's faith that says, go to the house of the Lord. It's faith that says, if somehow I can get to God's house, even when I have nothing to show, then maybe, just maybe, something will take place in the house of the Lord. This woman ran to Elisha, the man of God. Why? Because she had faith to believe. Although I don't have anything, maybe there's an answer for me. Amen. I'm telling somebody tonight, the devil's a liar when he tells you you have no faith. I said the devil's a liar when he tells you you have no faith. If you did not have any faith, you would not even be in the house of the Lord tonight. But the very fact that you got dressed and walked into this house and began to sit here and clap your hands and worship here is a very... it's a very fact that you've got faith that something's going to happen, and something may happen, and there's something in this house, and maybe there's an answer in this place. That's faith. Praise God, praise God. That's faith. Amen. We cannot say we have no faith. Just being here. Just continuing to live for God when it seems like the reasons to live for Him are becoming fewer and fewer. And yet we just keep on. And that's faith. Oh, yes. Clapping our hands and worshiping the Lord, even when we don't feel anything, it's faith. The devil will try to make us think we're a hypocrite. He'll try to make us think we're just putting on a show. He'll try to make us think that we look like we're just covering something up. He'll try to tell us. He'll try to tell us that hand clapping and that those words you're saying in worship and praise and that effort that you're putting forth, and that it's useless and it's wasted, and you're just going through motions. Amen. No, friend, the devil wants you to believe that because he wants to take away your faith. But when you praise the Lord, even when you don't even feel like he's hearing you, oh yeah, but yet something down in your spirit, and you don't even know it, it's saying, if I praise him, maybe I'll get his attention. That's called faith. That's called faith. That I've seen people start dancing and they didn't feel anything, but in just a few moments they began to feel something moving, something churning, something working. Why? Because God is honoring their faith. God, praise God, praise God. Amen. This woman had faith, and she came to the man of God. She probably didn't feel like she had faith. Amen. She probably felt more worry than faith. Amen. She probably felt more fear than faith. Anybody know what I'm talking about tonight? Amen. She probably felt more distracted than feeling faith. But it was faith that pushed her forward. And it was faith that told her, maybe it's not all going to work out bad. Hallelujah. I'm going to the man of God. Hallelujah. And she cried unto Elisha, the prophet of God. And she said, you know that your servant, my husband, did fear the Lord. And the creditors have come now to take away my two sons to be bondmen. Now that their father, my son's father, is dead. And Elisha said to her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? Well, the first thing you have in your house, ma'am, is faith. Amen. You've got a belief, and you are persuaded, praise God, that God hears and God answers prayer. You may be having a hard time feeling it for this situation. Somebody listen to me. You may have a hard time feeling it for this situation, but you know in your heart that it has worked in times past. Amen. Oh, I feel the Lord right here. So strong. Amen. You may feel like your situation is hopeless and helpless, but yet you're here anyway. Because there's something in you saying maybe, just maybe, just maybe, just maybe. I remember a time in my younger life and walk with God when I went through a season of not being able to touch God and not being able to feel God, and I went, this went on for days, and days turned into weeks, and weeks turned into months, and months turned into about 6 months. Amen. Going to church and feeling, not feeling anything, and watching others respond to the Spirit of God, and yet I could not feel a thing. Amen. Searching my heart and trying to find out what the problem was, and couldn't seem to find the answer, and all kinds of spirits of hell coming to my mind telling me to stop, to quit. It wouldn't do any good. It was over. I was backslidden, and God had forsaken me for some reason. But yet I went to church. Amen. Feeling like I know I'm not going to feel anything. Hey, somebody needs to hear what this preacher's saying tonight. Amen. Oh, yes. But then God gave me a dream one night. Amen. Oh, yes. And in that dream, amen, I began to say the words, I refuse to give up. I refuse to give up. I refuse to give up. And I woke up saying those words, I refuse to give up, when all of a sudden the windows of heaven opened up on me on my bed. The power of God fell on me in my bedroom in the middle of the night, and I began to weep and cry and speak in other tongues and roll back and forth across my bed under the power of the Holy Ghost. And then what kept me going? There was something in me that was saying, if you'll just keep on keeping on, if you'll just keep on going, if you'll just refuse to give up, somewhere by and by God is going to come through for you. Friend, that is faith. That is faith. Pastor, there's faith in this house. I said there's faith in this house. Amen. The Holy Ghost just spoke to me and said there's not just faith here, but there is great faith. There is great faith. There is great faith in this house. Would you clap your hands and lift your voice and thank God for faith, great faith. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The man of God said, what hast thou in thine house? And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. That's all I've got, is just a pot of oil. Well, that substance, it doesn't look like much. Amen. Amen. Now, I know some of you probably thought when I handed Isaac that $5 bill and told him he could go to Taco Bell, he didn't give him much to go on. Brother Wilson's kind of tight here. Amen. He's a tight wad, stingy. He didn't give him much to go on there. My, my. That's how it was in that woman's house. She didn't have much to go on, but she had substance. And that substance calls her to obey the man of God when he said, go borrow the vessels of all thy neighbors and borrow not a few. Amen, ma'am. The miracle God wants to give to you, you don't have enough in your house to contain it. Amen. Oh, praise God. Oh, yes. So don't just borrow a few. Borrow many, many vessels. Why? Because you've got faith, ma'am. Amen. And you've got substance in your house. Praise God. Amen. And so she went and she sent her sons and they gathered up all these vessels. The Bible said even empty vessels. And when she went into her house, she closed the door on her and her two sons. And she began to pour out into those vessels. And that looked like it wasn't very much became more and more and more. And the more she poured, the more the oil poured. Amen. The more vessels she grabbed, amen, the more vessels were filled. Amen. It was a growing faith now. Amen. I said it was a growing faith now. When she left her house, it was just a faith in her mind and in her heart. Amen. But now she's got the substance in her hand. And this substance is growing. I'm telling somebody tonight, if you'll just go ahead and start pouring, if you'll just go ahead and start using what God has given to you, you will find out, amen, that there is more where that comes from. There is more where that comes from. Praise God. And she poured and she poured until, not until she ran out of oil. You can't run out of the goodness of God. But she poured until she ran out of vessels. I'm telling you what, there's no telling how much oil would be over there right now if she'd still be pouring today. Amen. Praise God. Oh yeah, she quit pouring because she ran out of vessels. And then she went to the man of God and she told him what happened. He said, now take the oil and sell the oil and pay the creditor. You've got enough to pay the creditor to keep him from coming in and taking what's yours. You've got enough to keep him from taking your children. You've got enough to keep him from destroying your future. Hallelujah. You've got enough to keep him from taking your house. Oh, amen. And it started with just faith. Amen. And then the substance, the little pot of oil. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, by the time God was finished, she had so much that she did not have before. She had enough not only to pay the creditors, but she had enough that the man of God said, take the rest, and you and your sons live. Praise God. You and your sons live off of the rest of it. I'm telling you, God wants to bless some people in this church. He wants to pour his abundant blessings upon you so that you can look back and you can say, I never dreamed that God would be so good and God would do so much for me. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen, amen. Let me see that. Come back up here and help me again. Let me see that $5 bill. Praise God. Amen. Just wave it for everybody to see it. Now I want to ask you a question. Why did you put it on the pew and not in your pocket?
Why not?
Did you think it was still mine? You tried to give it back to me earlier. And you see, that's what we do. We try to give it back to God. When God gives it to us, it's not his anymore. It's ours. And he doesn't want us to give it back. Hey, amen, Isaac. You came in here broke. But you're $5 richer. You came in here without the power, the substance, the authority. You came in here without the faith and the courage to walk into Taco Bell and demand a taco meal. Amen. But tonight, I don't know where you're going after church, but I got a feeling that sometime in the next few weeks, this boy is going to Taco Bell. God. Amen. And mama's not going to have to buy it for him. And daddy's not going to have to buy it for him. And pastor's not going to have to buy it for him. And brother Wilson's not going to have to buy it for him. And grandparents aren't going to have to buy it for him. He's got his own $5. It belongs to him. Amen. God wants to give some people something that belongs. Oh, I feel the Lord right here. He wants to give some people something that belongs to you, that you can walk in and say, I've got what it takes. I've got what it takes. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm trying to bring this to a close. You may be seated. I'm reminded in the Word of God about a man named Job. The devil took his cattle, his children, his houses, his servants, even attacked his wife's faith, even attacked his friend's faith. Oh, yes. But I was reading in the Word of the Lord one day this past week, and I saw something that I've never seen. I've read it many times. I've read it many times, and I've read this many times, but it never registered until one day this past week. With each message that came to Job, where the messenger said the Sabaeans came, the Chaldeans came, and they took them away, and they slain this one, they slew that one, they killed the oxen, they took the camels, and I, even I only, am escaped alone to tell thee. When it got down to the last, amen, Job still had 4 servants. Amen. The devil didn't get them all. I'm telling somebody, the Holy Ghost, Satan hasn't taken it all. You just think he has. Amen. God's left you some servants. I said, God has left you some servants. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, yes. And when it was all said and done, the Bible tells us that God blessed Job. He blessed Job. Mm-hmm. And he gave him twice as much as he had before. Praise God. Amen. That's right. Now, Brother Isaac here's got $5. I don't know the cost of a Happy Meal, but or a taco meal. I don't know what kind he likes. $5 might be stretching it a little bit. $5 might. It might not quite cover it, maybe, but after taxes, it may not. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. But you see, the way our God operates is if you will accept what he gives to you and not reject it, by the time God gets finished, he's going to give you twice as much as what you started out with. And I guarantee you $10 will buy a taco meal. Praise God. Amen. You know what you need to do? You need to stuff that in your pocket and say, I know where I'm going. Amen. I'm going to go eat me some tacos. Praise God. Because, amen, it belongs to you. It belongs to you. God wants to let some people walk out of this place tonight saying, I've got something that belongs to me. I'm not giving it back. I've got what it takes to face the creditor. I've got what it takes. I've got faith. I've got substance. I've got hope. And I have evidence. Praise God. Amen. Musicians, come please, would you? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, by what? By faith, the elders obtained a good report. Amen. The margin of my Bible says it like this. For by it, for by faith, the elders won. Amen. For by faith, the elders won. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm a winner. Look at somebody and tell them, you're a winner. I'm talking to somebody tonight, the devil's telling you you're a loser. You're not a loser. You're not a loser. But Brother Wilson, I stumbled this week. I faltered, I failed, I sinned. I did something I shouldn't have done. I said something I shouldn't have said. If you repent, you're showing faith in God. And your faith, praise God, by just asking him to forgive you. Brings about forgiveness. Because he is faithful. And he is just. Oh yes. For by faith they won. You're a winner. And then the writer went on to say, through faith we understand. Faith will open our understanding. That the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Our carnal mind tells us that there must be substance to begin with to create. But God's mind doesn't operate that way. Amen. He spoke the worlds into existence and hung them on nothing. Praise God. He hung them on nothing. We've got to be willing to hang our faith, hang our world on nothing but faith in God. Praise God. But faith in God. Amen. Oh, yes, because those things which are not, those things which are not, they do not control the things that God would do. We've got to believe that those things which are seen will not be made. Those things which will be seen will not be made of things which do appear. God doesn't have to have anything to work with except our trust in Him and our faith in Him. Praise God. I hope and pray somebody walks out of here tonight with a different view of faith than you had before you walked in here. Amen. You need to pray tonight. We all need to pray tonight. God, increase my faith. Because if I have faith in God, it's going to take care of all of my needs. If I need healing, if I need a financial miracle, if I need encouragement, if I need forgiveness, if I need cleansing, if I need a renewing of the Holy Ghost, or if I need the Holy Ghost, amen. Oh, yes, faith. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Amen. Have faith in God to work the miracle. Have faith in God. Would you just join me up here around the front? Everyone that can. Praise God. We're not shouting and we're not leaping. We're not running. We're not dancing. The music's not going wild. But there is a great presence of God in this place right now. I feel faith in the house tonight. Amen. Faith in the house of the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. If you have a need, whatever that need is, if you need the Holy Ghost, if you need a renewing of the Holy Ghost, if you need healing in your body, if you need encouragement, if you need strength, or if you just need your faith increased, amen, that ought about cover all of us. Praise God. Why don't you just lift your hands while they're singing and ask God, oh God, amen, I'm coming to you by faith. I'm coming to you in faith, God. Not faith in me. Not faith in my righteousness. Not faith in my holiness. Not faith in my good works. Not faith in my good deeds. Not faith in my power, nor faith in my strength, nor faith in my feelings or my emotions, but faith in my God who speaks worlds into existence. The faith in my God who hangs worlds on nothing. Oh, while they sing, just love the Lord. Amen. And let God increase your faith tonight. In Jesus' name, lift your voices to the Lord. Would you just lift your voices and begin to thank God for His word. And thank God for faith tonight. In Jesus' name.
Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith.
Go ahead. Let's talk to God today.
Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot, just what you got.
Yes, come on, let's
faith,
reach
faith,
out. Lift
faith,
your hands to the Lord
faith.
Tonight.
Faith,
praise
faith,
God. Thank Him.
Faith.
Thank Him for the answer.
Faith, 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 just
thank
a little
Him
bit of
for
faith.
Moving. You say He hasn't moved yet.
You
He's going to move.
Lot. God, just use what you
praise
got.
Praise God. God moves in faith.
Faith, just a little bit of faith. Faith, just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Faith, just a little bit of faith. Faith, just a little bit of faith. Faith,
that's it. Just lift your hands and talk to God tonight.
You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got.
Oh, let's believe Him right now. Let's believe Him right now. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Faith, just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Faith, just a little bit of faith. Faith, just a little bit of faith. Faith, just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot, just use what you got.
Amen. If you need special prayer, I want Brother Wilson to pray for you tonight. I want you to come and just stand here at the altar.
Just a little bit of faith.
We're going to believe God tonight.
Faith, just a little bit
praise
of faith.
Praise the Lord. God is a prayer answering God.
You don't need
God.
A whole lot, just use what
he
you
is
got.
Able.
Faith, just a little bit of faith.
Oh, yes, let's respond to the message.
Just a little bit of faith.
My God is able tonight. My God is able tonight.
You don't need a whole lot.
Oh, don't hold back.
Step
out by faith.
Just a little bit of faith.
Get used to stepping out by faith and not holding back.
Faith, just a little bit of faith.
Oh,
you don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Faith, just a little bit of faith. Faith, just a little
right
bit of
now,
faith.
Right now.
Faith,
let the will of God be
faith.
Done. Let the will of God be done. Let the will of God be done.
Faith, just a little bit of faith.
In Jesus' name,
just a little bit of faith.
In Jesus' name, let your healing come down.
Faith, just a little bit of faith.
Touch our children.
You don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Faith, just a little bit of faith.
Oh, my God.
Faith, just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Faith, just a little bit of faith. Faith, just a little bit of faith. Faith, just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot, just use what you got.
Come on, let's just call on Him. Let's wait on His presence tonight. Jesus.
Listen to me, if you would, just a moment. Now I realize I'm stepping out on a limb right here. I first felt it one night this past week. You know, the enemy will do many, he'll work in different ways to wear down the saints of God. He'll bring financial difficulties. He'll bring problems in the home. He'll do whatever it takes. And sometimes he attacks not one, but and we learned something through the years that many times, such as an example such as this. We receive a phone call and one of the saints would call and say, We had a flat tire. An hour or so later, somebody else would call and say, our car broke down. Sometimes before the day was out, three or four or five people would be under an attack, and the enemy would attack their vehicles. And there are times when he works in different ways, and I feel, and nobody's told me anything, But this is what I feel. I feel like that there is a, I don't even know if I want to quite use the word infirmity, but the enemy will attack churches with different illnesses and sicknesses. And I feel that strong here tonight. Amen. I feel that strong. We're going to take authority over it. I said we are going to take authority over it. And I believe God is going to touch some people. Amen. There's some situations that look like they're too big. Amen. And they are too big for you, but they're not too big for God. And there is faith in this house. Amen. I feel healing virtue. I said, I feel healing. Yes, Lord. Just lift your hands right now if you're needing healing. Amen. Whatever it is, there's healing virtue beginning to flow in this place right now in Jesus' name. 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 I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the power of God working. Devil, you're a liar. And the things that you say are lies. In Jesus' name. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
I trust God.
Loose her from this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. My God. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice, our God is here. Amen. There's oil pouring in this house. There's oil multiplying in this house. Present a vessel. Present a vessel. Present your vessel. Present your vessels unto the Lord. Whatever you need, present your vessels to God right now.
There is a talent. What God will do if we believe. I try God and I know He'll heal your body and save your soul. There is a talent. What God will do if we believe. There is a talent. What God will do if we believe. There is no telling what God will do if we believe. There is no telling what God will do if we believe. I try God and I know He'll heal your body and save your soul. There is no telling what God will do if we believe. There is no telling what God will do if we believe. There is no telling what God will do if we believe. I tried God and I know He'll heal your body and save your soul. There is no telling what God will do.